You guys are fucking impossible, you know that? You know how much what? Little face-scratching sounds I have to remove when I edit this podcast? Every fucking time.
We have the padding on.
Yeah, you can still hear it.
Nah, well, fuck it, whatever.
The padding is like for air movement and shit.
Oh.
And the T's and S's.
No, that's the pop filters. Oh. The padding is for like...
I was assuming
that's the pop filters.
You mean the one I don't
have? All right, well, I'm sitting on the floor for this podcast as I'm painting my Spider-Man shoes.
You'll hear the newspaper underneath his shoe rumbling.
Yeah.
Which he'd normally yell at us about.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? This is an emergency situation.
Exactly.
Because someone was lazy and waited till the last minute to buy their shoes.
Sigh.
No, it wasn't actually lazy. Sigh. Oh, I was going to say, it wasn't because I was lazy. It was because I couldn't find the shoes.
You didn't look hard enough then.
Oh, shut up.
No.
It's
no.
All right. I still haven't even built the fucking gun for my cosplay.
No, with my Aiden Pierce cosplay, I couldn't find that jacket, and I didn't get it in the mail until 3 days before the convention. And I was like, holy shit. I was scared. Close. Like, in fact, I found it in two different places, because obviously they buy these from a child sweatshop in the Middle East.
Yep.
Right, of course.
But it even says, like, made in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
Kazakhstan.
And,
Kazakhstan.
I don't think it's that one, though.
Or Stotska.
But, yeah, I ordered it from one person on eBay. I bought it from one person on eBay, and I bought it from them, and I was waiting for them to finish the purchase. And they didn't respond to me. So I said, hey, I want to cancel this order. You're not responding fast enough. I bought it from somebody else.
It's funny. It was like, I need it now. It's my money, and I need it now.
Yeah, it was time constraint. Because he's like, oh, yeah, you'll get it within 10 days. I'm like, 10 days is after the convention.
Yeah, Jesus. 10 days will do it for me.
I think I'm going to, what's the word I'm looking for? When you pay someone else to do something for you?
Oh, commission.
I'm going to commission the actual Graves gun. I'm going to put together a really shitty one for my pool party cosplay, but then when I do the actual Graves cosplay, I'll have a gun.
We have a...
Show me a picture of it, and I might be able to...
Well, we have someone who's pretty good at cosplay stuff, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
She does... cosplay all the time. She made a Liara costume.
Doesn't she live in Texas though?
Yeah, but she'll make Lee stuff.
Yeah, the guy I always get a commission from lives out in
actually, you know, I say that, but across the country. The girl who sewed my suit together is from Texas, so
I think we should all move to Texas. Everything good seems to be happening in Texas, except scorpions.
I actually there's scorpions.
It's hot here.
There's
Nikki likes the snow.
I know, but those you can crush with a fucking trash can.
No shit. I've actually seen
the ones in Texas are like the size of me.
Rad Scorps?
I don't fucking know.
From Fallout?
Yeah.
Or what's the other one? Spider Ants? No, that's from Borderlands. Spider Ants.
I haven't played Borderlands.
You haven't? I thought you have. Wow.
I bought it and never played it.
Wow, it's Borderlands 2, did you ever play?
I haven't played it.
It's a good game. It is.
I wish I had time to play more games. This is why I have a Vita and a DS, so I can play shit on that, and I still haven't bought Smash Brothers yet.
Yeah, I have Smash Brothers now. Have we talked about that?
No.
I don't think on the podcast.
No one cares.
Yeah, I have Smash Brothers now.
Hey, your beard just kind of poofed out.
Yeah.
I know.
Because he didn't shave for like 3 days.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then...
Joey hasn't shaved, and you and I both had to trim.
Yeah. I mean, I trimmed all the way down.
Yeah, you shaved.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to keep it, but I'm letting it fill out a little bit more before I make a decision.
Chicks
stick
beards.
They do.
It seems really weird. Some people really like it, some people really don't. So
the people who don't are like 15 years old and they don't fucking matter.
Yeah,
real women.
There have been older people who don't like it.
As a girl, I can vouch. Women like beards.
Okay, well, that's good.
We like
beards. Yeah.
And it gets hot. It gets so
fucking
hot. Who
cares?
It's
winter, though. It's almost winter.
It looks so
hot. I know, that's why I shaved it, because it was summertime and I had a beard. I'm like, I'm so hot. And then now it's winter time, so I'm like, I'm shaving it off to make up for all that time.
So I can be cold and miserable for the rest of the year. Got it.
And I'm going to Chicago, like... maybe, for winter.
Better grow that shit out then, man. It's like a scarf that you can't take off.
It's kind of like, you know, eating food for the winter. You get to, like, build up the fat. Then,
That's all right. He's making a lot of fucking noise, too.
Yeah. Don't bitch at me.
This will be the loud...
obnoxious podcast. Why isn't Sai here for this one? Because Sai would fucking piss his pants.
Well, you always complain about us doing this and that and that.
Which, to be fair, usually we would bitch him out for making noise, but...
Yeah. Okay. Again, under the circumstances.
This is crunch time, goddammit.
This is crunch time.
I still haven't started on like half of everything. I still have to dye my fucking pants.
I haven't packed for anything. Like,
that's actually, though, my least favorite argument is, oh, well, you'd be bitching. Okay, well, just because I'd be bitching doesn't make it right for either of us to be making a ridiculous amount of noise. Just means we're both wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
hear that, Joey? You're wrong.
Right.
How does that make you feel?
And we're both wrong.
How does it make you feel to be wrong?
I'm wrong all the time.
You're wrong? Yeah.
All the time.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm also left sometimes, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I am?
Right.
Sexy.
Know what I am? Done what? With this.
Yay! Giving up, or are you actually finished?
I gave up.
Okay.
No. I did one page of it. She doesn't even use the damn study guides.
We'll do it at the Applebee's window.
If there are any teachers, if there are any college professors listening, when you write an exam, please use this stuff on the study guides. Because I swear to God.
Because that's their purpose. Or otherwise don't have a study guide.
Or don't make your exams on fucking Halloween. I have an exam tomorrow on Good Halloween.
Luck. Have that's fun. Nice.
I can see the little microphone module sitting in there. It's pretty cool looking.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
My Yeti that I have upstairs has three of those little things in them.
So, remember when we were getting when we were going to get those Audio-Technica mics?
Yeah.
$330.
Yeah.
To have them shipped to Tampa.
Yeah.
At a guitar center I was working at.
$330 just for the shipment?
No.
Oh, for the
mic and the shipment, yeah.
Yeah,
but that also came with like a 3-year warranty through Guitar Center, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, I actually just bought a SIG concealable gun,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually like $800, $900. They're very expensive guns, but I got this for under $500.
Nice.
The brush is losing little bristles in the paint, so now it's like hairy.
Don't buy cheap paintbrushes.
Yeah, I did buy the cheapest paintbrushes.
Spider-Man has little bristles.
Yeah, you're right. That's, yeah. Yeah, that's
why do
right.
people not call me when they need shit like this?
I was gonna ask.
Well, I didn't want to ask to use your stuff, but I did call you and ask you all sorts of questions today about what paint I should use and stuff. Or not call you, I texted you.
No, I got decent paintbrush. I get good paintbrushes though.
Do you know what I get?
I have a ton of them.
STDs.
Oh,
that's not a good thing.
I'm just kidding. I don't get those. I don't. I'm not as
Joey.
You know,
can I get water?
Nasty as I is.
Well, now that she's gonna be out of the room, talk shit about Nikki.
She won't be far enough away. She can still hear us, sadly.
So this bit.
As long as she's not in the room, I don't have to look at her face.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bird.
It was to another shitty year.
But what was I getting at? Oh, there's a picture I saw on Instagram, and it said, if you had to shot.
Sounds like some canned water there.
It said, if you had to take a shot for every person you've had sex with, would you be fine, buzzed, or... fine, buzzed, drunk, or dead.
I'd just be sad and disappointed.
But beer makes you sad.
I think I may be buzzed. At most, buzzed.
What do you think Cy would be?
Cy'd be dead.
Yeah, there's no way Cy would survive. Cy wouldn't even make it to the hospital.
Guesstimation, how many people has Cy slept with?
Oh, he has an exact number.
It's in the 60s, 70s. Nick's in the hundreds now.
What the fuck? How?
They were just putting the shit out on the internet, but whatever. I'm sure...
They would brag about it.
They would.
Yeah. If they were here.
No, the first podcast I was on, I think y'all talked about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And speaking of sleeping with people, I was literally sleeping in bed with Nikki, none of that weird stuff. But
weird stuff. Sex is weird.
Sex is icky.
Not that gross genital rubbing stuff that people do.
Genital rubbing.
No. But Nikki was asleep, like right, lying right next to me.
Isn't that like borderline rape? Sorry.
Right. Now she says yes beforehand. No, but she always wants to sleep on the right side. And so I've got my back sleeping in one position or else I'm facing away from her and, you know, whatever. But sometimes I'd like to sleep on the other side of the bed, especially since my phone's over on that side.
Sometimes he wants to be the big spoon.
He's not allowed.
No.
I'd like to be the little spoon.
I do. I love to be the little spoon.
Sometimes it's nice. Especially when she's tinier than me. It's like, what? Anyways, so, I sometimes like to sleep on the other side, and sometimes when she's, like, dead asleep, I
switch over
there, and she, like, wakes up. She's like, what the hell are you doing over there? But the other night, I tried to move over. Well, the other night, she was, like, kind of asleep, and I was playing Sunset Overdrive late, so it was, like, 3 a.m. I was going to go to sleep. And I laid down. I'm like, I don't like this position. So I was going to lay on the other side and like have access to my phone because I was chatting with somebody. And as I'm rolling over, she goes, no. I was like, what the fuck?
Apparently, I sleepwalk and sleep talk a lot. She definitely
sleep talk. My mom will sleep talk on the phone. Like, yes. She told me that, like, she used to, when she was younger, like, her friends would call her, and she'd, like, have a full conversation with them while she was asleep, and she'd wake up and had no idea the conversation happened. And, like, it happened regularly. Nikki's stingy with her Mountain Dew.
I'm stingy with food in general. Like, food and drinks, it's like, oh, can I have some? No.
Nope. Fuck you.
Just, okay.
No.
Is Mountain Dew a sponsor of Xbox or Microsoft?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at some funny, I forgot to share that with you, Joey, because it was like 5 a.m. when I saw it.
It's okay.
I'm usually up at 5 a.m.
But it's this long 4chan thread. Oh, God. And there were a few related ones. But one was, it showed like, he updated his computer and it had like a whole bunch. Oh, no, that was a different story. Ignoring that one, there was one where it's saying like year 2137.
I've seen that one.
He has a new Xbox One and he wants to play a game. So it's like, please drink a verification can. Yeah. He has to pull out a Mountain Dew and drink that. And like, he's so sick from drinking all the Mountain Dews and stuff. And as he's playing a game, finally, his mom walks in and it's like, piracy detected. Please drink another verification can.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
No, but something I read on 4chan was hilarious.
You read something on 4chan?
And it was hilarious?
You don't say.
Yeah. But it was a past article. So this kid, he did one of those, you know, delete system 32 things.
Yeah.
He made a batch file or a VBS, one of those, where, you know, it was at echo, delete system 32, DLL kind of thing.
Yep.
And he deleted it. And he's like, guys, I did this on my dad's work computer, and now it's not working, and he's coming home in about an hour. He's going to kick my ass if he finds out about this. How do I fix it? And someone's like, oh, just find the Windows disk you have and then load it in. And then he had Windows Vista. Uh-huh. He took a Windows XP disk and put it in the slot. He put it in, and like, oh, by the way, you're installing Windows XP. He's like, how do I cancel it? And he turned off his computer. And like, by the way, you just deleted all the stuff off of your dad's hard drive. And he's like, what the hell? So he's like, how do I get it back? And like, okay, listen up. Do you have any magnets?
Oh, God, no.
And they're like, just run it across your HDD multiple times. And he's like, okay, I put it up to the case and it's not sticking very well. I'm like, no, your hard disk looks like this. And he showed a picture. You're talking about your case. And just open it up, take this out. And he's like, okay, my dad has one of these big magnets that holds together metal for welding. And he's like, well, yeah, why don't you tell us that you had that before? So then it's like, just swipe it in one direction 7 times. And
oh my God.
How and they kept, are you they that kept fucking dumb? Him over
more and more.
Jesus Christ.
It was great.
That poor kid.
Yeah. That maybe, kid got his ass kicked. Maybe we can share that link because it's a pretty funny article.
Yeah, if you send it to me, I will.
It's a very high quality picture and you have to like zoom in really close, but you can see everything.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. I'm pretty great. Dumb when it comes to computers and
Delete even system I'd be 32. Like.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to run a magnet on my computer. Oh my God.
He was probably like 12 years old.
Yeah, so he was violating the rules of 4chan anyways because you have to be at over 18, I think. At least on B.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, there's some scary shit on 4chan.
Yeah.
Let's see. So yeah. Have y'all seen the Halo Master Chief collection?
Yes.
I've seen it.
I've seen the Halo 2
cinematic trailer.
Yes.
Holy shit. That looks like a fucking movie.
Blur, yeah. Please.
Well, the intro to Halo 4 did. I mean, I can only imagine it's gotten better since Halo 4. That was like at least a year ago now.
Yes.
Halo 4 was a year ago? I thought it was on the left.
No, Halo 4 is at least a few years old.
Yeah. Because I remember.
Or a couple at least.
I was just out of high school and I met this kid I hadn't seen in like maybe a year. And he was still in high school, but now he's graduated. Yeah, I was one of the first people to ever play Halo. I can guarantee I played it before y'all because probably. The GameStop I went to, we had Halo discs, and they had one of those trucks where you can play it with surround sound quality and stuff. We were gonna play the multiplayer, but their Xboxes weren't equipped with hard drives, and you need hard drives to download the multiplayer maps.
Right.
Hmm.
So they're like, all right, whatever, just play the campaign. So we all got to play like 10 minutes of the campaign.
That's cool.
Like for Halo 4.
Yeah. The night before it played, or like I got to play it at like 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Before Halo 4 came out.
I'm just getting paint everywhere.
Wasn't that the one I worked the release for, I think?
You worked probably, at GameStop?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, for a few months, seasonal.
How was that? Have any exciting GameStop stories?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Dude, the one thing I hated the most, I liked working there and all, but when you had nothing to do, they're like, okay, organize the games.
But they're organized.
Not you when assholes come in.
Alphabetize every single game, including the ones that are, like, just thrown at the bottom. Oh my god. I had to write the ABCs on my wrist so that I could, like, do a quick reference so that I could put them back up there.
Oh, yeah. See, I actually enjoy doing shit like that.
I hate doing shit like that.
I would just do that all day long. That would be my one job.
Because you're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah. To be fair...
And you're the same guy who likes labeling cables.
Yeah.
Hey, I would if I had
enough
time.
Hey, come label my cables at my house.
I guess I have Velcro. I will Velcro them together and order them and
please
make
do.
Them pretty.
Because Austin just complained about the cables behind my TV.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I love cable management.
I have a really nice label maker that prints on fabric. And it doesn't put out ink. It actually burns to the fabric or laser or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it just prints on black.
That's cool. Where'd you get that from?
Amazon. It's usually like a $80 piece of machinery, but I bought it for like $22.
That's yeah, Amazon. That's cool.
I was like, why not? You know,
it's like $22. It's like,
and I mean, the cartridges aren't that expensive. So I saw my first one.
I came into this podcast so excited, and now I'm like,
why?
I don't know. Just ran out of energy.
What were you
I was
excited
like,
about?
Pumped.
Have Mountain Dew.
I'm fucking stoked for ShadowCon, man.
Well, I mean, my last couple podcasts, I was all tired and stuff because I haven't been getting enough sleep. So, like, now I'm more awake. I think last time I was falling asleep.
You may have been.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
I was
I
laying on Nikki's
that.
Shoulder.
I remember that. You were saying that you were, like, super duper tired. And actually, I remember last time we,
I'm just making sure that shit doesn't fall over.
Yeah. Well, in which case, that is appropriate.
It's going to fall over in pain.
But
you're gonna have a red microphone.
That's
now.
Exactly why I had my foot on the fucking stand.
Yeah, last time we actually when I was moving them around bumping mics and I said something like I wonder if it'll pick it up. It didn't. It was silent.
Nice.
Bumping mics. Is that what
bumping
they
uglies?
Yeah, like bumping uglies, yeah.
There was something I watched Funny People for the first time the other night. And
I've never heard of it.
Adam Sandler. Someone's phone's vibrating. Cough cough.
I keep getting calls from 800 numbers and I don't know.
Dude, I keep getting calls from California.
I get calls from Spanish people. Like, speaking Spanish. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
Welcome to Florida.
Oh, so...
They're like random numbers.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Do y'all know the Symphony of Heroes?
No. No, I don't. What is Symphony of Heroes?
It's an orchestra ensemble type thing.
Okay.
And they play video game themes. It's fucking amazing.
It was great.
And,
I had them on Spotify.
Yeah, I took Nikki to one of them. It was called Replay, and it was last year.
Yeah, that's the album.
Yeah,
I see on a.
It was pretty good. They did quite a few of them. They were pretty good. But I got a phone call from a random number, and I was like, "Oh no, I got to take this call. It's probably from one of the people I applied for a job at."
I always feel like it's the IRS calling me. I don't know why, but that's always my mentality.
Well, I answer the phone, and like, "Is this Austin Van Bever?" And I'm like, "Yes," trying to sound all professional.
Right.
And they're like, hi, I'm from the Florida Orchestra or something like that. I was like, shit, he's going to try to sell me something. It wasn't. He was basically saying, we're doing a new program where you can buy this ticket and come back for multiple things. Basically like a sponsorship type
yeah.
thing. And are you interested? He wasn't trying to sell me anything. He's like, did you ever get the thing in the mail? I said, no, I don't think so. That sounds really cool. And he goes, can I email it to you? I was like, sure. He's like, is this your email? I said, yeah. And that was the phone call. He didn't sell me anything. And I actually haven't even gotten the email. If I did, I haven't noticed it.
When was this?
A few days ago.
Really?
Like when I was still, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, then.
Click here to submit a panel the day before. Not gonna happen.
Oh, that's what's weird. I get calls from Domino's Pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, Domino's Pizza calls me. Like they,
do you want a pizza?
Like October 26th, they called me, and it's my local one.
And then what'd they say?
I don't know. I don't answer it.
Oh,
because one time I did answer it by accident, and I was like, "Shit, that's not Nikki," because I assumed it was her, and then I just hung up.
It was like, just Domino's pizza.
Why?
Like it wasn't like at a time I'd order pizza either. I was like driving in my Jeep. Let's see if I can find another one. Yeah, this one was at 6:05 p.m. So I don't know
so
why they declined.
Weird.
Oh, I have a system update for my watch.
Yay!
Wow, that was a really futuristic thing. Before you know it, you'll be updating your TV remote.
Actually, Mickey's mom has one of those new Bose systems. It's like one of the surround sound ones.
Yeah.
And it has like functions that the Chromecast has, and you can stream Netflix and all that. Well, there was an issue with the compatibility between Verizon's Motorola set-top box plugging into feeding through the Bose thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you call it? I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Drugs.
You can just clip that out.
No, like it's funny, as you said that, I was looking at the rave.
At the what?
The rave at ShadowCon.
Oh. Anybody we recognize, like DJ was?
No, it's going to be DJ Neofaust.
Just one?
Yep.
Oh, that's what it was. The TV remote. So when we were updating it, there was a little prompt that says, please place your remote near the Bose system so it can update the remote as well.
That's cool.
Because the remote has like a little LCD panel in it.
You know what I'm sad about?
What are you sad about?
There's no nerdy speed dating.
At no? Shadow?
Well, I mean, I just looked in the main events. I haven't seen... Well,
I don't think it's a main event.
Yeah, you're probably right. Let's see. Panels? Would it be under panels, you think?
Maybe.
Shadow Art Online Reloaded.
I think there is a speed dating. I think I saw something about the speed dating.
Are you guys going to go do speed dating?
The otaku dating game.
There you go.
Otaku, oh my god. Don't go.
No, it's a dating game.
Oh.
It's not like speed dating.
Otaku. Oh, like dating game. Okay. Yeah. Like this weird...
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
The pigeon dating simulator?
What?
Pigeon?
Oh yeah, that's right. We did talk about that.
That is a game.
A pigeon dating simulator.
It's a pigeon dating simulator.
There's also a goat simulator.
But... Yeah, we have it. We made a video on it. Me and Ben.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never played it.
Well, why it's so popular is that the creator doesn't take out the bugs, the good bugs. So like if the bug still makes the game work, he keeps it in there.
Yeah, it's Coffee Stain Studios. They're the same guys who make Sanctum.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite games.
Yeah, they actually made a goat simulator reference in Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, she's like, hell yeah, this is way more fun than Goat Simulator. And, pigeon reference to what you were saying earlier, there is a part where this might be a spoiler. You have to burn pigeons.
Okay. Hey, Joey, are we going to the Final Fantasy Ball?
It depends when it is.
Saturday.
What time?
6 to 9.
Yes.
Oh, did y'all buy the VIP tickets?
Yes.
Okay, Nikki and I won't be going.
Yeah, all right, you guys.
We're gonna be drunk in the hotel room.
Really, what I want to do is I want to get my.
There's a how to dance thing.
Oh shit!
I need to go from new to one.
I'm jealous.
You can do that. You could go to that one.
Oh, really?
It's just a panel. Yeah.
Oh, Nikki. I think it actually teaches us. Yeah, we are. But I want to take my Spider-Man suit, and I have a vest and dress pants, and I want to put the dress pants on and the sweater, or the not the sweater vest, but like a normal vest on. So I'm like dressed nice as Spider-Man.
Oh, we do have fans.
We have fans.
I'm not sure if I should say his gamer tag on here.
That's totally your call.
I just call him Joker. That's part of his gamer tag.
Okay.
He goes on our Sunday stream every now and again. He just texted me. He says, "Hey man, if you're doing the Sunday stream, let me know."
Yeah. Oh, we're not this week.
Yeah, we're not. So I'll just say it.
You suck.
No, he spelled hey H A Y.
Hey
man, if my streaming Sunday, let me know. No, we aren't, sadly. I probably shouldn't be texting on the podcast, but no one else is talking.
Yeah, probably not, but this has so far been a really relaxed podcast, Hey, everything slides this week.
Well, we are getting geared up for ShadowCon.
So. Yeah, we're mentally after. we're mentally already at the convention, so.
Yeah. I haven't packed shit.
Oh, well, this is the first podcast I've been on since my suit's been more or less finished. I know I'm painting the shoes still, but...
Yeah, well, the suit's done.
Yeah, the suit's done. Less
my,
the shoes.
My cosplay's been done for, like, two
Shut
years.
Up. Shut the fuck up. But, my cosplay probably still won't be finished by the time
I'm really
we
happy with how
Saturday.
It came out. It came out really good.
So. Yeah, I appreciate your costume.
Yeah, it's...
It's good.
It's good. I like it.
I want to do a different costume, because my one for Halloween, my rarity costume... I don't like the way the dress fits, and I don't have shoes for it, so I'm like, probably won't bring it. Shut up!
By the way...
See, I like my cosplay. I'm half naked.
Yeah, well...
Ooh, I should do a Pantheon one, because he's like a Spartan.
I thought you said Pantheon.
I could do Pantheon.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Give me a banana hammock.
So, speaking of panties and stuff, in Sunset Overdrive, you can switch your... You can change your character in-game.
Okay.
So, like,
including the underwear?
Yes. And
everyone.
You can change your underwear, your bra and stuff. And like I was the default guy basically with his default hairstyle. And, and halfway through the game, or not even halfway, like I did like the first mission, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try to be a girl. And I noticed you could change it in the game. And I was like, holy shit. So right now I can be a petite girl, a Barbie girl, the normal guy, or like a
tank, fucking tank,
a tank from Team Fortress too.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you can make them like cross dress and stuff.
So speaking of Sunset Overdrive, Sai permanently dyed his hair
red.
No, he's got the half black, half blonde going on, and then he's got the dye for the mohawk.
Oh god.
Well, something I noticed in that game is I have yet to acquire, and I've done quite a few missions now, and I have yet to acquire the jean jacket with the ripped things. Like I have that shirt, the undershirt by default with the green sleeves, and I can wear it without the green sleeves, but I have yet to see that jacket.
So sign eating patches may be optional.
Well, I mean, when you see tutorial videos, because like if you have a gun, you can click tutorial, it shows you what it does and how you can do it, and it shows that guy with the patches. But
we'll name him Patches for now.
Wow,
he should just get little pieces Patches of paper make overdrive and just little pieces of paper and just tape them to the shoulder.
I mean, the costumes, I mean, the customization options are pretty badass.
Yeah,
so he just went the customization option that didn't have the patches.
Well, the thing is, though, there is a jean jacket and it's plain, but it has sleeves.
And we ripped those fuckers off.
Yeah. And then there's a biker jacket option. You can choose different colors with it and all that kind of stuff.
All right. How shitty does that look?
It doesn't look shitty at all.
I fucked it up like a lot.
Dude, so fucking shitty, fine. Dude.
It looks all right. It'll be fine.
You're fine.
You know what? See, the thing is, you put a lot of effort into it. That's something I don't see in many cosplays, especially smaller ones.
Yeah.
Because it's just people, you know, fucking putting normal clothes on. It's like, I kind of look like this person.
Yeah, right? A lot of people don't even fucking wear the shoes. Like, they'll just go in their morph suit.
Yeah,
I do.
I wear shoes. Like, I saw a couple Spider-Mans at Comic-Con, and they all had, like, Nike Free Runs on just over their shoe, which I don't want to do.
Wow.
So.
Joey wants to be legit.
Yeah.
Again, at this point, I've already put too much money into this. I'm not going to, like, walk around.
Not going to half-ass it.
Joey is too legit to quit. Fuck. Yep. That's where it goes.
Although, I guess I'm not too worried about getting paint on the bottom.
Yeah, don't worry about the bottom.
That'll just wear off. This is so tedious and hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm
hard.
If I don't get the time to go out to a fucking toy store or something, I think I'm just gonna go as Lucy.
Toy store?
Yeah, because I'm gonna get the Star Lord mask and the toy gun. Store.
Who wants to go to a toy store?
So apparently you want to do Star Lord.
I do. I want to do a girl Star Lord.
That'd be cool. I want to do a.
Tell him to be Gamora.
No.
Do it.
I'm fucking Aiden just Pierce. Do it.
He's Aiden Pierce.
And I'm fucking Aiden Pierce. He's my boyfriend.
Whoa!
Wow. Nikki, how do you feel about
Where
this?
Do you think I got his clothes from? His closet. I was like, hey,
he's
going to
say, sir?
I'm borrowing this.
No, you need to go as Gamora with me when I go as Star-Lord. And you can be Hayden Pierce.
I'm going to do a gender-bent Mad Moxie.
Do it.
Because my friend showed me where to get a ringleader jacket.
He can say gender-bent.
Yeah.
He's allowed to say gender-bent.
That's a Tumblr that's more like term.
Gender broken, but whatever.
Tumblr's broken.
Tumblr is broken.
Yeah, it is. I broke it's it all with my up. Dick.
Just kidding.
You, sir.
Dick jokes in 25 minutes.
Cis white male.
28 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty high on
No, they updated, list. So it's all fucked up.
I'm Jewish. That's the only thing I really have going against me.
I saw
That's
a comment
not against
that.
You.
Did I ever share that with you? Or I either didn't or I did share it with you. I mean, it's 50-50 chance, but...
Yeah, I either did or didn't. You don't
but you
say.
Because you know how the military standard says you have to wipe a hard drive 7 times for it to be good? They've done studies on it, and 1 time is more than enough.
Yeah.
Because the military says you have to wipe your ass.
What they say is that...
7 times.
You don't have
there
to.
There might be residual of whether it was a 1 or a 0, but you have about a 50-50 shot of getting it right. Well, okay.
So what if you wipe it 7 times and it still gets it wrong?
Well, it just wipes it once and it just writes zeros everything. So if it misses 1-1,
yeah, that's
true. Yeah, I mean, what the fuck does that do?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So I've always been doing something, but I just found out there's actually a definition for it. It's a type of cryptography where you take a file and make it into another file. But that file is viewable still.
Hmm.
So like,
So you take your porn videos and change the extension?
Well, like, I know of a guy, because this is how I found out about it. I saw it on
a guy. He knows a guy.
He knows a guy.
Well, no, this is how
I found out. Now? No offense to the gays.
That's Italian. I know a guy.
Offense to the gays.
That's Puerto Ricans, too.
Oh, man. But no, there was, like, I've always been doing this and hiding files and stuff, important stuff, or just people I didn't want seeing my stuff. But there was
for porn.
No, it wasn't specifically for porn. It was just things. Like, for my music, for example, I was very embarrassed about doing music, and my brother had access to my computer at the time.
Okay.
But anyways, porn. So...
Gay musical porn.
Aiden Pierce porn.
Musical porn.
Well, like, okay, I would
take... Well, then...
For my family computer, I would take a folder of all my stuff, turn it into a rare file, and then turn that rare file into... something else.
Motherfucker, I just, like, this is like a constant uphill battle against wiping this red paint off the silver.
But there's this guy who hides all of his porn of his exes in his wedding photos.
That's just fucked up.
Yeah. I think it's like Stevenography or something like that.
Stevenography?
Oh my god.
That's terrible.
That is so wrong.
Like, what happens when his wife goes to, like, look through his pictures, like, hey, what are these?
Well, no, you can still view it. It's just you put it in Photoshop and adjust something, and it shows through.
But yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I get it. That's still fucked up, though.
Oh, no, it absolutely is fucked up.
That's the best fucked up you could be. I'm just kidding. I'm not a terrible person. I'm filling in for Sai. That's what I've decided.
No, you're actually more enjoyable when he's not here. So you're, like, unfilling in for Sai.
Well, no, I'm just making Sai comments, like dirtbag comments.
Dirtbag. But I still feel like you're making less dirtbag comments than when Sai is here.
I'm just frustrated when Sai's here because he frustrates me sometimes.
Understandably.
He's your sibling.
But
that's what they
the
do.
Frustration goes a lot higher when you and him are together because you two constantly bicker and it just pisses me off.
Joker says hi.
Hi, Joker. You get a shout out on the podcast. Tom, feel fucking special.
Sock dick.
You responded.
But, I still haven't seen any speed dating things. And I want to, like, do speed dating before the rave or the ball or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you can meet people. Someone, yeah.
Just meet, like, somebody, hey, meet special.
Someone. I'll grind up on you at the rave.
Nonchristianmingle.com.
Nonchristianmingle.
Cosplay mingle.
That's what we should just open a dating website and call it Nonchristianmingle.
You can be anything but Christian.
Oh, you are anything but Christian.
Satanist. Scientology, A-okay with us.
Jewish, you're great.
But wait, Judaism is in the same branch of Catholicism, isn't it?
No.
Well, no, Judaism. They're all the same. Catholicism religion. Is based off Judaism. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but when you talk
and
about
and all the, religions the, are based off of
all right,
the Egyptian religions.
Ignoring Mom. That kind of stuff, but when you talk about generalized religions, like What's
can we have
Protestants and Christians and Catholicism? We're all under the Catholicism branch.
Can we have infidel mingle?
We're getting into some dangerous territory here. Let's segue out of this. This is typically an off-limits topic.
I don't know. The way you said that, segue out of this, I'm imagining someone riding on a Segway.
Out of the dating website.
It's a Scientology tour, because the Scientology Church in Clearwater has Segway tours.
Really?
Really? Yep. That's interesting.
Scientology segue with donuts on the roof.
So
donuts.
So speaking of touring,
can we skip Applebee's and go get donuts instead?
That seems like a great idea.
Donuts
but
will
we'll
make
all
me sick.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, it's one of those ideas that it's great until you do it.
After the second donut, you're like, I fucking hate donuts. Like when we worked at that dealership, someone brings donuts, you're like, fuck yes, donuts,
man.
Eat one, eat like, another. I don't want any more.
Ben worked at Krispy Kreme for like 6 months.
Really? No, it wasn't that long. It was like two.
2 months. It felt like 6 months. And he would bring me donuts every time he got home from work. Because they just pretty much throw out their donuts and give them to their
Honey,
employees.
I'm home.
Every night.
Pretty much. And so I just had like a collection of donuts. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck donuts. Donuts suck.
Like, because I don't eat donuts regularly. Like, it's a very rare occurrence when I eat donuts. And working there was like, well, I'm never going to eat them. So, I mean, I guess it makes okay sense to work there. But they had chocolate milk and I drank the fuck out of their chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk.
We should get boba.
Did we drink chocolate milk on the cruise? We didn't.
That
didn't.
Sounds like some reason.
Yeah, that sounds like a very bad
idea.
Oh
my, no.
Oh my, the chocolate salty milk. Salty air and chocolate
no,
milk.
No, the chocolate milk on the cruise is so fucking good.
Hmm.
God, I drank so much of it on Carnival. I don't know how the hell I forgot to drink
Fuck
it.
Fuck Carnival. I hate Carnival.
We spend a little bit too much time doing other things.
Carnival makes me want to puke every time I'm on there.
There is never too much time for...
I've only been on one cruise.
Chocolate milk.
Well, we're all going on a Royal Caribbean cruise whenever
As long as
Joey
our food isn't shit.
No, Royal Caribbean had really good food.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Carnival has the shittiest food ever.
Apparently. Joey said that
their restaurant food... Was worse than the buffet food.
Yeah. For Royal Caribbean. Oh my God. It was so awful. Like, and my dad insists on going on Carnival.
Like, I would
eat every time.
I will eat just about any steak. Does not matter how badly prepared or cooked it is. I will eat it. Yeah, I did not
finish. Except for on Carnival.
I did not finish my steak on Carnival.
No.
Really?
It was fucking disgusting.
Holy shit. Yeah. Because I know we ate the fuck out of some steak on our Royal Caribbean cruise.
Dude, the other day, I ate a 24-ounce T-bone.
I saw that. Wow. You posted it on Instagram.
I did.
How was your dump?
Delicious.
I don't take healthy. I don't take crazy dumps. Oh. That's my dumps are all unexciting. They're all the same. They all
crazy
last about 15 seconds.
just like a boop, done.
Pretty much.
Boop.
I don't understand how you guys are in there for like 2 hours.
Right? I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm in
it.
I don't get it. Shit.
Let me explain.
Just throw
Let
the
me explain
paintbrush.
Why guys spend 2 hours.
You're
See this device
Facebook?
Right here. I play games while I take a shit, or I'm on Reddit when I take a shit.
I play games too, but I'm not in there for 2 hours.
I get caught up in my games though, and I will sit there for fucking hours just playing the shit out of them.
What's even worse is I've gone on 4chan's paranormal board, which is X.
Oh God!
And read stuff while I'm taking a dump. I'm just
that scares
like,
the shit out of you.
Well,
no,
the shit out of me.
No, but I just read it, and I don't want to get up and leave my place.
Yeah. That's exactly how I am. Like, if I'm in the middle of something, I don't want to get up and move. And I'm like, I'm just sitting on the fucking toilet. I've been done for 30 minutes, but I'm still sitting there. My legs have fallen asleep.
So have
I
any
will
of y'all,
never understand.
Have any of y'all played Watch Dogs?
No.
No?
Woof.
Oh, man. So, I'm sure y'all know it's based in Chicago, at least, right?
Yeah.
And it's only based in Chicago. I mean, it goes a little out of the state, but you'll... Yeah. Anyways.
Goes out of the state?
Kind of.
Goes to Canada.
No, no.
Wisconsin. You go to Wisconsin.
But,
Aiden Pierce milks a cow.
Jeez.
Watch Dogs 2, which is coming out on July 2nd, 2016,
really?
By the way. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It has, like, 9 locations.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. And according to what I typed down here a few months ago.
So basically, they're fixing everything they fucked up in the first game.
The first game has a pretty good story, and the DLC brings a better story. Like, not a better story, but like a backstory to everything.
Okay.
But no, according to what I typed down a while ago, Singapore, Tokyo, New York, Silicon City, Beijing, Dubai, London, and Stockholm are some of the cities.
Nice.
Is it going to be Aiden Pierce again, or is it going to be someone else?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Aiden Pierce, because he's the watchdog. He's
oh,
the fox,
yeah.
Which is...
And he's going to fuck all this shit up.
I'm sure y'all played
Assassin's
Creed
Brotherhood.
I don't know
why he's going to fuck it up and like still look thing. Like a dwarf. Yeah.
I don't know why he sounded Australian right there, but...
I'm sure y'all played Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
See.
Si. So you've heard of La Volpe, right?
Nope. Yes.
He's...
The fox.
He's known as the fox.
Oh.
I have a feeling that he's that Aiden Pierce is related to him. Because Ubisoft makes Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed,
yeah.
and the most recent Assassin's Creed, not the ones that are coming out, but the one where you're in first person, Black Flag.
Yeah.
First person?
Yeah, and the real life, you're not...
you're not Desmond.
You're not Desmond, for undisclosed reasons, because he doesn't know.
Spoiler alert!
And, He mouthed a spoiler.
As long as he didn't whisper it into the mic.
Oh, he mouthed it. You might be able to hear it.
Nah, I don't think you will.
I can't read lips anyway, so.
He can read lips through the microphone.
I can hear lips.
I can hear lips moving.
But anyways, so, shit, what was I saying? Oh yeah, you can hack computers and read, like, backstories. And in Assassin's Creed, you can read, like, a little sales pitch from CTOS, which is the computer program that
runs
Chicago. And it's talking about how Abstergo is considering like merging with CTOS.
Shocker, right? Mm. Abstergo and being able to watch everything that you do? No way.
Yeah, actually that's a big point in Black Flag.
What if they make Watch Creed?
Watch Creed. Yeah.
Or Assassin Dog.
That like, sounds like my dogs.
Like suicidal dogs. So have you played Black Flag?
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Have you seen the ending?
No.
Do you know about the blood vials?
No.
Okay.
Well now no, you so, do.
I just played around on the ship and blew shit up.
Okay, well, I'm not going to spoil any of the story for you, but there's these like little cuboid blood vials, and I have one. It's really fucking cool.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Is it full of real blood?
Yeah.
It's full of...
Is it yours?
It's full of red liquid. And
it's filled
like
with
drop.
The blood of my enemies.
What I was just saying, Joey, is that... and it's not spoiler, but there's something like that involves...
it kind
Abstergo
of is a
blood vials. No, just Abstergo has blood vials. That's all you need to know.
It's not Abstergo.
I know! Shut up! Holy shit, Nikki! No spoilers!
It's Abstergo.
Yes, Abstergo has blood vials. Okay?
Altair has blood vials.
Alright, that's not even... Okay. That's she's not even relevant.
No, this is good now. She's making shit up. It just adds enough confusion and doubt to this.
So, Abstergo has blood vials, and I bought one. From
and Ezio
has
a Templar.
So, I have actually one of the limited blood vials that has my stamp on it. Yeah.
That's they still have them?
Okay.
Because I think I want one.
If you play the game and saw the significance of it, it makes a lot of sense. You're like, holy shit, that's really fucking cool.
Sweet damn.
So, long story short, y'all need to play Black Flag. If y'all don't have it,
speaking
I have
of
it.
Which, I actually just tried to sell it.
I have it if y'all want
but
it.
But I have it, so yes.
I got my Assassin's Creed pants.
I have it on 360.
Can you
coincidence? I think so. Yeah.
I know you can play online multiplayer, where it's like basically hide and seek.
Yeah.
Which is fucking stupid.
No, dude, that thing's fucking fun as dicks.
I love Assassin's Creed.
Well, fun as dicks.
Assassin's Creed 3 multiplayer was so boring. It's like, okay, I'm gonna hide in this hay bale. Oh, I found you. Okay, now I'm running away.
Tag,
from you.
You're it.
Tag, you're it. You're dead. Let's start over.
You're dead.
It was a 5-person tag hide and seek. That's all it is.
It's so much fun. Maybe if you're childish like me, it makes sense, but...
Yeah.
I am so excited to play all the new Halo maps, or old Halo maps.
The old Halo maps, but redone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was watching a movie. It was so nice.
Yeah. Wait, I forget the name. What's the name of the company that makes the cinematics
343?
Game? No, it's not 343. It does the cinematics.
Oh, shit.
Blur.
Blur. That's it. Yeah. It was really nice. Blur. My brother, when I showed it to him, he goes, oh, they're making a Halo movie. He thought those were real people. Until I showed him, like, the Arbiter, he's like, how do they fucking do that?
How's that a real person?
But yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Computers.
Dude, their ads these days, they look like real people. Well, like, Elder Scrolls Online's ad was, like...
So good.
Holy
are you talking
shit.
About the whole cinematic?
Have you seen all of them?
Yes.
They were so fucking good. I was like, are you kidding me? This
I
is not a video game.
Posted up on my chair, just screaming at the top of my
lungs. I was screaming, too.
I heard online was kind of a flop.
The game itself was a fucking flop, but...
That sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, I have friends, they still kind of like it, they still play it, and I want to play it too, just to get through the storyline, but...
I want
to
play...
I don't want to pay monthly for it.
Yeah, that's the only reason I don't do MMOs.
That's why I don't do WoW. It's like, I can't pay, like, ridiculous amounts of money.
I already pay $10 a month for my gold membership.
Yeah.
Don't want to have to pay another...
$10 a month?
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Isn't it like $9 or whatever? That's what gets charged to my card.
Well, if you
pay for
$60
a year.
Xbox Live.
If you pay for a year, it's $6 a month.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's $60 a year. That's
in fact on Amazon. I bought mine for $5. So.
Yeah, because you're.
But then you know,
you buy the original price.
You got to go to the store and pick one up, and
not at Amazon.
That's what I'm.
Yeah,
gonna
if
I'm
you
gonna
go to Amazon, you can
Xbox
just buy a
Live.
Code and just type it in.
Really?
Or I don't even type in the code. The Xbox One. I copy and paste it into a QR code maker and just hold my phone up to the Kinect and it scans it automatically.
Oh,
see, that sounds like too
fancy.
Much work.
Why?
$10 a month, it does all of it for me.
Yeah, but you only have to do that once a year.
That's fine. That's still too much work for 1 year.
The thing is, though, my credit card still gets it charged once a year.
Oh.
For $60 as opposed to $10 a month.
You've set it up to charge you once a year.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I want to do that.
Me too.
Except I want to get
I can
cards
change
for
it
Christmas.
For the only reason why someone pay more per month is if they can't afford a $60 charge as opposed to a $10 charge.
But I feel like if you can't afford a $60 charge, I mean, I don't know.
Joey, some of us have bills to pay.
And you can't come up with, you're telling me you can't come up with
$60. I can barely come up to pay with my fucking phone bill. Now I'm
I cry trying to pay $30 for something.
I cry every time.
Every time.
Spidey, why you do this?
Well, like for my website, I had for Squarespace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sponsored by, no.
This podcast sponsored by.
We should get some sponsors on here.
We should.
I'm sure people wouldn't mind. And they could get some free cheap stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I started
like
my Squarespace through a sponsor ad, but I could have subscribed through like a 3-year thing, but I did 2 years because you know I don't want to pay fucking whatever the highest price was, you know, even though it was saving the most money. It's just
Yeah, for our web host, I pay for 3 years at a time. It's like $3 a month times 36 months, so.
Like so 110 bucks.
See, but that's like letting you down easy. Like $3 a month, okay. Yeah. 3 years.
But you gotta pay it up front.
Yeah, you gotta pay it up front. It's not $3 a month. But
then you don't have to worry about it again for 3 years. So.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if it was leeching for $3 a month, that'd be all right. But if you wanted to do it per month, it'd probably be like $8 a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Google Play Music.
To me, that sounds like way too much.
Yeah, I signed
money.
Up for Google Play Music.
Yeah. Now that you had a few days, how do you like it?
The app itself is still buggy.
Yeah, because they just updated it.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes it just does funky things. And it's like, how the fuck did I end up here? Also, I feel like songs sometimes end before they're supposed to.
Hmm.
Like, prematurely and just goes to the next song. I also feel like it uses a shit ton of data. Other than that, though, I feel like almost every song that comes on, I'm like, I like this song. Yeah. This is a good song.
And what's really cool
I feel
is
that way about Spotify, though.
I used to until I used Google Play. And then...
Well, Google recently bought some type of... I forgot what the word is. Oh, they bought Songza.
Did they buy Songza? Or I think they just implemented Songza-like
I think stuff. I think they bought it.
Okay.
I think that's what the article said. But now... it has like situation type music.
Situational?
So like when Nikki's doing her homework, she can say click music for homework. And then it's like, okay, upbeat homework, sad homework. I don't know. You know?
Sad homework.
I'd be sad every time I had to do homework.
Well, okay. I
am sad every time I have to do
homework.
I'll
just pull up an actual example since I can't think of anything since I'm an idiot.
In the meantime, Joey, those shoes are looking good, buddy.
Yeah, I feel like
well, the bottoms are. The bottoms look great.
I feel like they're progressively looking shittier as time goes on.
No, the red on the bottom is a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like I said this before, but it's convenient that it looks like a spider. For whatever reason, because the case was shoes, and there's four things going forward and four things going back, and I'm going to paint them black.
That's cool.
And it's going to just happen to look like a spider.
That's a lot of paint.
You might not want to paint them black, though, because you have black soles. You have dark
they're
souls.
They're blue.
Yeah.
You have Dark Souls 2, so they're easier.
Prepare to die edition.
Anyway, so apparently, since it's Thursday night, Google's saying, since Thursday night, you can play music for a sweaty dance party. Applebee's. Driving, having friends over, working out, brand new music, bedtime.
Working out.
So
yeah, that playlist a lot.
So if we're working out, I click it, and it says, we'll play some energetic music while you exercise. Just pick a genre. High energy indie dance, classic workout hits, fun energetic dance, ultra fest dance, tireless classic rock, high intensity pop. And you click one of those, and it you know shows you music that you
hardcore like. Death metal.
Yeah.
That's what I work out to.
Here's another thing, Joey. When referring to the Google Play Music,
mm-hmm.
you can use your OK Google feature. And,
so you play songs.
Yeah, you can say, play this song, and it will do it automatically. Yep. It probably won't do it for you, Ben, since you don't have Google Play Music.
I do have Google Play Music.
No, you don't.
Do you subscribe to it?
No, I have to like install it and all that, but it's on my phone.
But I could be like, okay, Google.
God damn it.
What about, what about playlists? Because I have playlists. Can I say, start a radio for this playlist?
Okay, Google. Start a radio for thumbs up. Surgery for thumbs up? What the
surgery
fuck?
Surgery for thumbs up?
It's $10 a month.
I don't
month.
Think it will.
Yeah, it is $10 a month.
That is ridiculous.
I don't have $10.
I feel
bucks.
Your
I
pain
seven.
On that. I'm just like, I have to pay money for this?
You think
no.
$10 a month is ridiculous for music, but not for video games? Do you use Xbox Live Gold all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I play, which is rarely.
See, that's the thing.
You debatably don't even have an Xbox.
True.
Yeah, when I was at school and stuff, I was like, why am I even paying for Xbox Live? I don't play online. But now I do since I like play Destiny and stuff and I have people to play with.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Destiny is only online. Like
it is only online.
Yeah.
Technically, but you don't actually need live to play it.
Yeah, you don't need live, but if you want to play in strikes and stuff, you need live.
It's kind of silly when you think about it because, you know, you need Xbox Live Gold.
All right, I now have Play Music.
To do it. But if you don't have it, you still walk around with everybody when you're there.
Yeah. That's
so
why
you're
I'm
still
like,
obviously
huh?
connected to the server.
You convinced me. I was being a bitch about it, but whatever.
Wait, the service or the app?
The service.
Really?
Yeah.
You just paid for the service.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, it's free for 30 days, but.
Oh. Well, see, I had the month trial Mm-hmm. But I tried it when it like when the All Access first came out. So they were like, hey, if you keep trying it, or if you keep doing it, all you have to do is just pay $7 a month.
What if you don't like any of these artists?
I try to skip the selecting artists as much as I can.
Done.
Yeah. And then you can just thumbs up music, and I'll explain it to you. And
you're ready to rock.
I think Google I think Google would be really confused with my playlists. Because I listen to all kinds of music.
But
like, a lot of random shit.
But you tend to listen to certain music on certain days at certain times when you're doing certain activities. So, Google uses that kind of information. So, if I say I'm feeling lucky, and it's an automatic playlist where it just jumbles everything you like together.
I listened to 10 hours of Attack on Titan theme.
That was dangerous.
When I made my swords.
You made swords?
Yeah, my Daedric swords.
Oh, that's right. You made
when I made those, I listened to the Attack on Titan theme for like 10 hours. It was great. Noise.
It's all right. He's making noise.
Yeah, we can all make noise.
The other shoes came out way better.
Hey, I think it looks fine, man.
It looks beautiful.
I think it'll look fine when
Joey, it looks fantastic. You're just being hard on yourself.
Yeah. At least you're not just wearing like, you know, a hoodie and pants and saying, oh yeah, I'm Peter Parker.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm Peter Piper. I picked a peck of pickled peppers.
A peck?
I don't know.
You said you picked a peck of pickled peppers.
That's what it is. What peck are we at? You know, you pick a peck of pickled peppers.
I'll pick your peck.
It says 5124.
You also got a message from somebody.
Mom. Black Chris. Offense to the gays. Can we please get that a shirt? Because I feel like I've said it enough times that it should be.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
Wear a shirt around that says no offense to the gays.
No, they'd get so fucking offended for it for no reason though.
Can it be rainbow? Can it be a rainbow shirt?
dang it, what is it?
I'm totally getting that and wearing it.
So I don't know what kind of words we can't use on here, so I'm gonna
pretty much the N-word is the only.
Dang it. Because there is an old video from Derek Comedy, if you remember what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, oh man, I was like in middle school and I saw this video.
Oh, you want to tell a joke? I can't bleep it out. That is something I can do.
Okay.
He is capable. I'll give you a timestamp too.
I think it'll be funnier if you say, if you bleep it out when I say it.
Okay.
Because the word is faggot.
Oh!
You remember that?
No offense to the gays. No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's
okay. Oh, I've seen that one.
I'll show it to y'all later. It's a spelling bee. And he's like, oh, spell faggot. You can bleep that one out too. I hope you do. That's so funny.
No offense to the game.
And spell beep.
And he's like, can you say the origin? He's like, it comes from the Greek, and the Latin, faggot. We can say that, though, apparently.
So, no offense to the case.
Literally.
Literally.
Or bundle of sticks. No offense to you.
No offense to OP.
No offense to bundles of sticks.
You know, or cigarettes. We don't want to offend cigarettes either.
Yeah. You know.
But yeah, it's a funny video, and it's a really old one. That was back before, you know, privilege kind of stuff.
Privilege.
Yeah. You mean before Tumblr?
No, Tumblr was around.
Pre-Tumblr.
Tumblr was around. It was before the feminists and before Yahoo bought it out. Not that Yahoo had anything to do with it. It's just...
No. Yahoo, you fuck everything up.
Yeah. Please. This podcast, I had to see all the posts. I had to see all the posts. Oh my god, Yahoo's fucking up Tumblr. I'm just like...
Has Yahoo done anything?
I'm just going to reply to shit.
Yahoo
I'm not even
made
gonna...
Tumblr better in a sense because Tumblr would always be down.
Yeah.
Okay. Tumblr hasn't been down anymore.
Yeah, it's not been down lately. I mean, every now and then, but only for like
see?
A couple
See? Yahoo
hours.
Fucked that up. It used to be down all the time. Now it's always up. The fuck's up with
always
that shit?
Always up and up.
It's been up for 8 hours or longer. We have to go to the doctor.
I don't know. Apparently they can fix the website, but they can't fix their fucking app. It's like...
There's a Tumblr app?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to be on Tumblr.
And
it leeches her,
like,
it
Joey was
her
a feminist
data.
Actually, Frosted Gaming started on Tumblr.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, whoops.
We had a game review stuff on Tumblr. We used it
don't
as a
post
blog.
Your opinion on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we did not use it as a...
opinion area.
As like a as everybody else uses Tumblr. We were strictly using
as
it as
a personal
blog. Yeah, for like game reviews and stuff.
Yeah. Well, like you weren't using it as a personal blog because, you know, girls usually like, oh my god... Johnny, I can't believe you fucking did this.
Yeah.
And then Johnny is an emo faggot, so he reads it too. And he's like, oh my god, Jenny, I can't believe you said that. But he says it anonymous.
Jenny and Johnny?
Yeah. You know.
I didn't even relate that.
Two J names. End with Y.
Yeah. I don't get much anonymous hate anymore.
That's good.
I do.
It's like, yay!
Actually, it's not really anonymous. It's more like, Ben, you're a fuck up. And I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Ugh, fuck these shoes.
I know. I definitely, stick your dick in it, Joey.
This is the worst part of these suits, for sure.
I had a tumbler back like, when...
the most painful.
I keep thinking of blood, because that's like blood red.
I know, I really kind of wanted to put it all over the shirt.
Do it.
The Walmart. Oh, look at that. Oh, I'm bleeding. Help. Oh.
What was your Halloween costume? Go to the rave covered in blood. Like, everyone's dancing. You're like, oh.
I really can I do that as a zombie?
Let's do it.
Glow in the dark zombie?
No, who was I?
Are we getting zombie Billy Mays paint?
We should, yeah.
But I don't have the beard anymore. I trimmed down.
Did anybody get it? Or are we just going to have
the glow in the dark paint? We'll pick it up on the way there.
Okay.
Just make sure it's not.
I'll bring some
toxic
brushes.
Or lethal.
No, what's that word for typical paint?
Acrylic.
Acrylic, yeah. Make sure it's acrylic paint.
You can't say typical because.
You have to be special to use acrylic paint.
Well, not really. Acrylic paint is probably the most
widely used. Yeah, but you're going to put that on your body.
Well, some girl
purposely.
Some girl put white and blue acrylic paint on my body without my knowledge. I didn't know it was acrylic. It was my knowledge that she put paint on me. But she's like, "Yeah, let me paint you for this football game for high school."
And then it took like 9 days to wash off.
Yeah, like you farted.
Nah, I put my foot across the chair.
I thought you farted.
I'd claim it if I farted.
Celebrate it.
I would. Wait, who farted on the podcast? Was that me?
I think it was you.
And you were able to hear it. It was like a little blurb.
He doesn't know, but I boosted it. Like, so like... there was no mistaking what it was.
So... Joe, you just spit all in the mic because there's no pop filter on
that. Yeah, I know. I was thinking that, but I was like, ah, but it was too late.
So, Nikki, does acrylic paint flake?
No, tempera paint flakes.
Okay, see.
That's the thing. That's
spray
why The Last Supper is falling apart is because it's in tempera paint.
Oh.
And so is the Mona Lisa. Like in the Renaissance, tempera paint was
Stop
the most commonly used
it's
paint.
Making noise.
I want to rub on your leg.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. But that was your little art history blurb for the evening.
Hey, you know, it's always good to
It's always good to have a useless major.
Yeah,
there's some educational portion of the podcast.
Yay!
Is this the part of the podcast where I start talking about my awesome alpha ruby and or alpha sapphire and omega ruby?
If you want to, it's completely up to you.
Sure. One thing I did notice, however, is that they referred to it as alpha ruby and omega sapphire, and
everybody else refers to it as omega ruby and alpha sapphire.
No. That's what I mean. I keep saying it backwards because alpha and omega.
Bless your soul.
Thank you.
But on my actual DS, it shows Ruby on the left and Sapphire on the right. So, and when I downloaded it, it says Omega and Alpha, like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. So Omega's first.
The end of the world comes first.
What?
Well, it's actually because Auras is easier to say than Osor.
What?
Auras. Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. Auras. As opposed to A-S-O-R, which would be Osor.
Assor.
Oh, yes.
Assor.
Assor. Assor.
And an emerald would be Epsilon, I suppose. Assori.
Although, are they going to remake Emerald?
They
probably
better.
Not, because they didn't remake the...
Crystal, which is the only game I wanted to have remade. Yeah. Only one! They didn't remake it.
Although, they did a pretty good job, because as I told y'all in person, but I'll say it for the podcast's sake, when you fly, it's not that giant swooping bird black
swooping.
Action anymore.
Swooping,
wow. No, but like that's Cards Against Humanity card.
Swooping.
But there's a bird that swoops down and picks you up, and it's just a big black shadow, you know.
Yeah.
And
I'll toss my salad.
Gosh, I'll tell you all about that in a second. God. Okay, I'm gonna have to say
God,
it. So there's a movie called Apocalypse Palooza or something. Oh, Rapture Palooza. Okay,
oh,
it's a really funny movie. And it stars the sister of Scott Pilgrim.
Okay.
And she's like one of the main characters. It's a very funny movie. In fact, I think we should all watch it very soon. We should watch it.
We should have another movie night.
Sure.
Yay!
Yeah. Hopefully,
Nikki's house
can join
will
us.
Be clean, so we can go watch it Nikki's
tonight.
House. Tonight?
Why not?
The only reason I would say no is because I
sure.
gotta finish these shoes.
I don't care.
Well, I mean, your sister is school,
so
and your mom would freak out.
No, my mom doesn't care.
Oh, jeez.
My mom knows I'm old, and she's like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah,
do whatever you want.
Well,
she knows I don't sleep,
granted,
too.
I could do this at your house as long as that's okay with Nikki.
I
no,
suppose,
that's fine.
Yeah. Well, so...
we can get Applebee's to go.
Rapture Palooza, there's these, what do you call them, crows. like for the rapture kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. everything is rapture related. You'll find out in the movie, and I'm not going to spoil anything because
you should watch it, podcast listeners. It's on Netflix.
Greatest thing I've
do
read.
Do you have nail polish remover, Nikki?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I do anyways.
Yeah.
The greatest thing I've seen on Tinder. Sophisticated with a touch of slutty.
Ew, good. That's fun.
My brother actually just downloaded Tinder like the other day, and he goes, have you ever heard of Tinder? I'm like, I mentioned it to like five fucking times. Him and his girlfriend just broke up.
Tinder, also known as the greatest app ever.
You know there's a gay one? It's called Grindr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told my brother about that, and I was thinking, you know, that sounds more like a lesbian app.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Like Vag's Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Grindr is like so much more vulgar than Tinder. Tinder's like, you know, you're kindling a relationship.
Yeah.
The grinding's like...
just Grindr's rough. Like, come fuck gay guys.
Yeah.
Dry humping.
It's a lot rougher than... All right, so do we want to end said podcast?
Sure, it's been an hour.
Grindr, I hardly know her.
All right, well, now that I'm successfully covered in paint and I've gotten paint all over the wall.
Good, Joey, good job.
I did that.
It's all right, we're trying to paint these walls anyway, remember?
We should probably introduce ourselves.
I have what podcast this is.
7 minutes, 44?
44.
It's 9:20.
44.
Podcast 44.
Welcome to podcast 44.
Oh, I think you're saying minutes.
I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
And I'm pretty much the only girl on here. So I'm Nikki.
And I'm the only girl here.
Right. Ben, nice you're a girl?
Later.
And I'm the girl name token.
All right, see you guys.
Bleh.